life, everybody had a 12 gauge, and it's a 4-2. You see him shooting them serving, and a man of blue. Waves to blast their vision, and it's so neat you can see why you're riding on the heavies all day. First wave, sure, don't get tired. Second wave, sure, pull the fire. Third wave, sure, pull the fire. We're waxing down our surfboards and loading up our tracks. Tell the teacher we're shooting. For something bad, I've got a gun rack in my Chevy for when the
surf and the flank get heavy, and we'll have fun with
our guns till I like to take the rhino away.
What do you think of the song there?
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Keep surfing? What do you think, Danielle?
I like it.
Yeah.
And it's catchy. It gets in your head.
It is catchy. You know, I was thinking of what song to actually use to kick us off here. It had to be this one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at Tutti Frutti. It was,
This one gets in your head more. Yeah. This is one of the songs they wrote for it.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. Yeah. But this is a DFC, Drunk Film Commentary, where we look at random movies throughout the course of time. We get drunk and we talk about them.
And that's what we do here.
That's about it. We don't really hide the lead. We don't do anything fancy. That's about what we do. We get drunk and we talk about this movie.
Yay, alcohol.
So to my left is the lovely Danielle. Hello, Danielle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. Tell people how to get a hold of us.
On the Facebook, of course.
Yeah. Facebook's a great spot.
Yes.
Emails?
Email is drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
And where else can you find us?
Oh, good Lord. You can find us streaming on the iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, and what is this one?
Stitcher. That's a new one. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, it's big in podcast land, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it a Google search.
I'm not sure. But, we just recently got bumped up. We were in Google Play. And
are we as DFC or are we Drunk Film Commentary? Are we both?
Well, I think our actual title is Drunk Film Commentary. But,
okay.
You just search that, you'll find us. I think DFC, you'll probably find some weird shit. Discovery. Is there some channel called DFC now or something? Let me see something.
I have no idea.
I thought I saw something that said DFC.
Oh, hey, that's like the WWE versus WWF.
Oh, my God. I saw the most hilarious meme the other day. It was... It said WWF, and it had a panda and another panda, and the panda had a chair in its hand and ready to bust it over the other panda.
But you know that's so old by now. I mean, WWF has WWF.
Oh, it was years ago.
Yeah.
Been a long time. I remember when I actually donated to WWF, the World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah?
And,
you had to have that T-shirt, huh?
No, I got the coffee mug.
Oh.
So, but it was strange because there's two WWFs, so it was always odd back then. But they changed. It's been well over 10 years, I'm sure.
I'm really surprised at who won and how it happened. And anyway.
But, yeah, if you can find us on there. Rate us on whatever, however you listen to us. Give us a rating on there because it helps boost our listeners, I guess.
Okay.
So I'm told.
Cool. Yeah, do
so,
that.
We'd appreciate that. So just say we're awesome. Just 5 stars. That's it. We're working on a Patreon account.
Yeah, if you want to give us some money.
Yeah, we're thinking about that. So that's a future idea. You know what a Patreon is?
I have no idea.
Break it down for a boss man.
It's a website that listeners, if they choose, could donate money to a podcast, you know, to help us out.
Well, that would be awesome.
I think, why shouldn't we not have that, right?
Why should we not have people help pay to get us drunk?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking exactly. Maybe we'll set it up where people pay a certain amount
and
they can
totally
pick a movie.
Would say their name.
They can pick a movie.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm in.
We might just veto that and send their money back if it's a horrible movie.
Keep
your $2. Here you go.
I'll take the $2 like that.
But we're looking at the Patreon account.
No, we give
so
it back.
I'm trying to set this shit up. I'm not really that great at this stuff, so. But I looked into it, and I'm working on it. But so maybe you could be one of our Patreon subscribers in the future. But if you can get us a rating, that'd be great. I didn't introduce
rating good.
The guy to our right, which is Justin Time.
I'm Justin Time.
Now
he waved.
Just in time, you picked our movie today. Can you tell us a little bit about our movie?
It is Top Secret, with an exclamation point there.
Oh, fancy.
It's a 1984 American action comedy film written and directed by David Zucker, Jim Abrahams, and Jerry Zucker.
Nice.
It stars the legendary, the one, the only, Val Kilmer. This is his
legendary.
This is his debut film role here, mind you.
Wow.
And Lucy Guttridge. But yeah, there were a bunch of other people in the movie.
We'll get to that.
It's a parody of musicals starring Elvis Presley and spy films of the Cold War era.
All right. We haven't had a good spoof film yet, have we?
No, I don't think so.
So it's good that we haven't had many real comedies though, actually. Either.
Really. Space Jam, I guess.
I would call it comedy. Yeah. I call it more a family film, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is we probably jump
Eddie
into some
Murphy or the
Beverly Hills Cop. That's more action.
Comedy action, whatever.
But not like a real true. This is slapstick.
Yeah, this is
spoofy.
Yeah.
Campy shit right here. So, but we're gonna watch
it. Hilarious.
Just in time, you picked this movie. Why would you ever pick this movie from 1984?
The movie that we could not find any.
Yeah, well, we could not. We have two video stores here in town. Somehow we still have two, and neither
they're
one
the
of them.
Same one.
Going through.
Yeah, same. Yeah, the North and the
same
South
one,
Branch.
But they don't connect.
But neither one had Top Secret. We looked. I looked online. We have Netflix. No Hulu. No. YouTube. No. Yeah, we found it on Tubi TV. Tubi TV. It's streaming on there, and that's free. If you have some kind of Roku or PlayStation or whatever kind of
I'm sure you can get it on any of those DVD players.
Yeah, it's Tubi TV. So you can download that. We just looked at it last week, and it seems kind of cool. They have a section called Not on Netflix, which
I thought was funny.
Yeah, it's kind of
like,
neat.
Oh, not on Netflix.
But it's same kind of layup. It looks like Netflix, like different colors. It's like darker colors, but same kind of lineup, kind of looking, you know, same kind of format, I guess you call it, but so yeah, but Top Secret's on there. You also, because it was free, you know, it's totally free, just download it. Deal commercials. So
that happens.
Weren't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
It was like every 20, 25 minutes or so, there might be like a 30-second commercial. They throw like a quick one in there. Oh, here you go, boom, done, you know.
And it tells you it's going to be 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's going to be 25.
Which I always like about Hulu is that they tell you how long you got.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, it's a long one. Okay, I'll go pee.
Yep, exactly. All right, I got time to go make a sandwich real quick.
Yeah.
I got two ads coming up. Yeah, I'll be all right.
But and then we were worried that we're going to have to watch the movie tonight with all of us here on the Tubi TV.
And I made the comment of, we'll just tell everybody, pause it here. Hold on. Wait for us.
But, no, we had our friend Jordan, who guest starred on one of our past episodes a while back. She was here.
Yeah, for 10 minutes.
Which one was that?
I think that was Passion.
Think so? Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe.
I'm going to say it's one that I was asleep on.
Oh, then that... Well, yeah.
Yeah, it had to have been Passion.
Which apparently... Well, no.
It's been a few now.
I think that Sarah...
Or was that Groundhog
one.
Day?
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep on Groundhog Day, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my graduation day, guys. Come on.
Okay. But anyway, our friend Jordan has hooked us up with her Amazon password.
She also happens to be my girlfriend.
Okay, I don't know if you want to make that, you know, DFC official.
Oh, it's official.
See, I thought we were going to try and keep you single so all the girls that listen to us be like, have their dreams, keep their dreams alive, you know.
Hey, ladies, don't stop sending in the smelly panties, all right?
Because, you know, we get plenty of them, you know.
Yeah, I had to get a separate P.O. box just for the panties.
I mean, these two guys... Yeah. I'm just saying.
Hey.
You're both very hot.
My style works for me.
It works.
I don't think it would work with anyone else.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
So we're starting the movie. If you're watching it with us, as I hit play. We're
and
going.
There's a train.
Wait, is the subtitles on?
East Germany.
Shit.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We might have to put the... No, we have no subtitles.
All right.
Hold on.
How do we do that?
I have to grab the other remote. Hold that thought.
So
anyways, yeah.
Make this is a small good talk.
Does Amazon not have... Fuck, I really want subtitles on here.
No, it's, yeah, it even says right there, CC, closed captioned.
So it should be. More purchase options?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't go to that. I think when you're playing it, you go to something.
Cool. Hey, well, here, I got it, phone. Closed caption help. We're on Amazon. We cannot figure out how to, okay.
Yeah, we don't use this one very often.
Okay, wait. Resume. Hold on, press the star button on my Roku. This is great radio, folks.
Yeah, and we're learning how to use a Roku here, live on air, folks.
That I've had fucking for years.
Years? Yeah. Since I've known you?
I'm going with it didn't work.
Wait, here we are, turn on.
Got it.
Did I really? Wait.
How many buttons are you going to press?
I press a lot.
Why do you keep turning it on?
I didn't. I pressed like five times a minute
ago.
He's
one of those old people that keep clicking the buttons.
It should work right when you fucking push the button. It shouldn't fucking take 30 seconds.
Okay, well, no one said anything, so there's nothing to close caption. All they're doing is getting into a fight on the train. There's no dialogue. Seriously.
I wish so many people
Justin,
were here.
Talk about why. Let's pause this. Talk about why you picked Top Secret.
I picked this movie because it's one of my dad's favorite movies of all time.
Switch it out.
And it seemed like a good movie to pick. I really enjoy it. It cracks me up every time. It's one of those movies that I'll probably watch 1,000 more times.
I may or may not have been drunk at the last podcast. But from what I remember, I told Jason, I'm like, no, I've never seen this. We start playing it, and I'm like, isn't this when Val Kilmer jumps up on the stage? And I totally, like, recited the part where he was not supposed to sing, but then he did at
the
dinner hall. Right. And Jason looks at me, and I'm like, apparently I've seen this before. And then I saw it, like, from here. Like, I remember sitting in this house watching, you know what I mean?
Really?
I'm like, you were watching it one night. He's like, I have no idea.
I wasn't watching it.
I swear you were, because that's what I remember seeing, was I was here.
It was not here.
It was here in
okay.
this house. I know, just in time, I know.
I haven't seen this movie, maybe when I was a kid or something. I don't recall ever really seeing this whole movie.
Yeah.
I may have seen parts of it, maybe, on TV when I was
a
kid.
And I thought maybe he had it on in the background while he was, like, doing dishes or something, and I came home from work and it was on. I just remember being on that TV in that corner. Like, it was weird. I don't know. But I could recite exactly what happened, but I don't. Yeah, he doesn't remember watching it, and I know I didn't turn that shit on.
So, yeah, I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
Okay.
Maybe even then. Maybe not even then, because I remember Airplane. And I remember Naked Gun, but we're going to start the movie up. I think we got it set up, so. Oh, I hit twice. There we go. And we're starting out with a train sequence. And
they're
in
East Germany.
This is back when there was East and West Germany.
There were two.
Yeah. And we have Omar Sharif here. He's a legendary actor. Lawrence of Arabia. Shit like that.
He's one of the old school guys.
Yeah.
So what do they call it? The silver
What do you think
age?
Of Omar Sharif there?
That much, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I don't know much about him either.
Yeah, no.
I'm Googling him right now.
Yeah. I know he was in...
He was born in Egypt.
Yeah, he was Egyptian. He was...
He died of a heart attack.
Yeah, he just died last year, I guess.
Really? Oh, yeah, damn.
But his character in here, he's only in the first, you know, half or so, maybe not even that. But he's a good character, I think.
Oh, yeah. Because he's like the spy.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that a character or an actor like him he's never really been in a comedy like this. So.
Yeah, they got a real serious guy.
Yeah. I think they got him to be goofy, and it even gets even more goofy later on.
Oh, it gets super goofy.
Yeah.
Super goofy.
So this is
this movie's very silly. I feel like it.
Zucker.
But it's one of the movies that, like, the more you watch it, the more shit you pick up on.
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of gags in the background that you don't even notice until second, third time you watch it. And
yeah. But it's all the Zucker brothers, David Zucker and Jerry Zucker, and Jim Abrams. They call themselves the Zaz, because Z-A-Z, their initials. But they did a lot of movies together. All kinds of stuff. Back, their most famous one was probably Airplane.
Yeah, Airplane 1, Airplane 2.
Yeah, yeah. But they did a lot of other stuff. Around the time. Oh, here it is. They're from, actually, Milwaukee.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, yeah. They all, all three of them are from there. They grew up there together, the three of them, in Shorewood, Wisconsin. And they attended UW-Madison. And that's where they got started with the Kentucky Fried Movie, which we just saw that not too long ago, Danny. Watched the Kentucky Fried Movie. Saw little skits in it. They had,
okay.
Open up with a guy talking about pissing your popcorn.
Yep.
Someone pissed in your popcorn, news at 11 or whatever it was, and I had like little skits. That was, these guys wrote that, didn't direct it, but they helped write that. That was their first movie they actually did. And that was the first time.
And I asked you what the hell we were watching.
It was, did you ever see a Kentucky Fried Movie, Justin?
No, I haven't actually.
No, it was,
it was odd when you walk in on it.
Well, it was like mid, late 70s. Oh, this is early on. But, it was all these little tiny short sketches.
Okay.
Well, most of them. Then it goes into this, in the middle, there's like a 35-40 minute sketch of a samurai guy, and it's, which I didn't really get into that part. It seemed really dragged out.
Okay, but, wait. If everyone had a 12 gauge.
Here we are in Top Secret. We're getting the credits here. It's Skeet Surfin', the song we open up with.
Yeah, we're hearing our first Nick Rivers hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look at all the butt cheeks.
Lots of butt cheeks going on. Everyone's out here surfing. They're showing everyone.
They're guns. They're skeet surfing.
Yeah, they have 12-gauge shotguns on their back.
What I find funny is they keep talking about how they're shooting pigeons in the song.
Yeah.
But there's no pigeons at the beach. It's all seagulls.
It's clay pigeons.
I know, but...
If you shoot, you know.
Lots of girls in bikinis here. There's the one with her butt sticking out coming up. Her crack.
And then there's the one with the dugout.
The one running dead. Yeah.
Yeah. But, the kids are having a great time. This is a shooting. Is that a big thing in California? I haven't been out there in a while.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, they
huge.
Do a lot of that? So, yeah. Okay.
That's all they do out there.
My favorite part is coming up. There's an old lady running, like an old lady. And she's got her full, that bikini swimsuit, that weird bikini swimsuit from the 50s.
Like the floppy one?
Yeah, yeah.
One thing these guys kind of started, I would think, is this whole, you call it, like a joke a minute kind of thing.
She's got her holes in the sand for her boobs.
What's going on with the holes in there? There's somebody down there?
No, it's just where her titties go so she can lay
her
down.
Her titties weren't
stomach.
That big.
She had some big titties.
It was that they were fake.
So they seemed
like pushed out of the way, yeah.
But, there have been like satire and parody.
I like how all of Nick Rivers' songs are about
top three. Even the top four song was somebody else, and it was something about skeeting.
Yeah,
though. And it's funny because skeeting is like now it's
for like jerking off,
exactly.
Like when you nut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it makes the whole skeet shooting thing a little different now.
Yeah, and, a little bit funnier even. I told you this comedy evolved.
Wow, it sure did.
But yeah, the whole joke a minute thing. Yeah, this is definitely that's.
This There's one, the old
one
lady.
One of the first ones. Oh, yeah, there she is, yeah.
Aw, she's so fun.
It's right my phone else in there, too, a burp. But,
and there's, like, little kids in there. Did you notice that before? I didn't notice that before. There's, like, two
little kids,
didn't
yeah.
notice that.
Oh, by the way, I just noticed I listened to Natural Born Killers the other day, and I think that if you guys want to have a drinking game at home, you drink whenever I say,
The old butta.
Butta.
Or when I fall asleep.
Whenever you hear butta, you have to take a drink. So, good luck. Make it to the end of that.
But.
So here we are on the train. Val Kilmer and his manager guy.
And he's painting out the window now.
He's painting what he sees. He's looking out the window of his train. And he's got his thumb up there. He's eyeballing the trees. And he's painting.
And they're blurry as fuck.
Well,
it's so funny.
That's a great little thing. Yeah, it's a great little joke.
And then he's reading the Daily Oppressor.
Yeah, and what does it say? The headline? Doctor...
Dr. Rasputin, yeah. Something or other.
It's something, but... I guess Val Kilmer was trained at Juilliard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He was, supposed to be, a real big actor, like, you know, like...
Like he ended up becoming?
Serious, yeah. Well, obviously he's feeling more serious.
Oh, why so serious?
You know, Juilliard, I guess.
Sorry.
And,
Wrong character.
Yeah, Kilmer played Batman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. Yeah,
you didn't get the joke?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But,
I mean, he was no Keaton.
Oh, but, Kilmer played quite a few popular characters, pop culture kind of characters.
All right, what was the...
He played Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about several times.
I own.
He played the cowboy guy.
The cowboy guy?
The, yeah.
John Denver?
No, the guy in Tombstone.
Oh, Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, yeah, Wyatt Earp. He played him. Yeah, he's, he did quite a bit there. He played Elvis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did, didn't he?
You don't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
What? Okay, lately, what has he played in?
Nothing at all.
He was in some movie a couple years ago where he was like, he's super fat now. I don't know if you know.
No, he's not anymore. No, he's back.
No, he's back to skinny. I thought he had
gained a bunch
of weight.
Well, he's got throat cancer now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But isn't that what got Swayze?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
But, I was going to say this for a little later, but I guess Val Kilmer is a Christian Scientist.
Scientology?
You know what that means?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It's a little different than science. Christian Scientist.
No, I don't get it. Scientology?
These are the people that believe that they don't need medicine. They don't need a hospital. They need prayer. So the rumor was about him, he had these throat problems. He had throat cancer, and he wasn't going for treatment. He was, So I was kind of thinking, if I had Deadpool this year, I'd probably put him on it. So I don't think he has a lot of time left. Especially if he's sticking to his beliefs. Because he's not fucking the big guy that he was in the past couple of years.
Oh, shit. He's my Deadpool was you, honey. I'm sorry.
He's kind of scrawny. And there's a picture I just saw that he wears bandanas down around his neck all the time to cover up his... He has like a thing around his neck for his tracheotomy.
He shouldn't have a trach if he doesn't fucking believe it.
Yeah, well, I guess he had some work done. I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of questioning that, too. If he had nothing, he shouldn't have that either. I was kind of wondering.
He's a born-again Christian scientist.
What, after last week? Anyway.
But so that's what Val Kilmer's been up to lately. That's why I saw him in the news.
Well, good for him.
You know, that's
fucked
up.
But he had a whole career, though.
I do see that he has another movie coming out in 2017 called The Snowman.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be huge. About a killer snowman?
I have no idea.
I've seen that movie. Jack Frost.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Frost wasn't bad. That was Michael Keaton. And
well, there were two Jack Frosts. There were the family friendly Jack Frost.
Yeah, and then the scary one,
the serial killer. Yeah, Jack Frost.
And I remember. Okay, you remember Super Value on the South Side?
No.
On 80th?
No.
No.
You remember there was the movie theater or the movie rental place there?
No.
Yes.
That place they used to put the family friendly Jack Frost and the scary Jack Frost right next to each other. Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck up and make another one.
Yeah, that happened once.
I remember the scary Jack Frost had a hologram cover.
Yeah, and like I would walk past it one way and I'd get freaked out. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, but, I don't know. This one's crime/drama. So anyway,
the most recent thing that Val Kilmer did that I think is recognizable to me at least.
Oh man, we're missing 100 gags. Yeah,
but he did the voice of Kit in the Knight Rider revival TV series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
The one that got canceled after a half a season?
I don't know. I don't have the facts of how long it lasted here, but it wasn't very long. I think it lasted a season and a half.
Really? He did?
He did the voice. Wasn't it Kim? It was him. It was somebody.
I don't know.
Kit's the car.
How long ago was that?
You know what it stands for?
What?
Knight Industries Talking Car.
Oh, yeah. Kilmer was the voice of the car kit for the 2008 Knight Rider TV pilot. And the following television series.
Okay, that's 2008.
Yeah, yeah, the revival. Yeah, not
the
original.
He's been in a lot of shit since then.
Anything you've heard of?
Not one.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he in a movie called The Hit List?
Well, it's hard to be a superstar when you got throat cancer.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Not for,
Patrick Swayze.
He was in Robot Chicken, you fuck, and that was in 2014.
Did he sound like this? That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Oh, but now, here we see...
Souvenir guy, yeah.
Yeah, Omar Sharif coming back up.
He's going to be Iceman in Top Gun 2?
No, that will never happen. He won't live that long.
It says announced.
Yeah, he's not going to be in it. He's going to make it. I'm sorry. All
right, so anyways...
Yeah, we got Omar Sharif, who, he's at the this souvenir salesman in the street, which
who's a blind guy.
He's more than just a souvenir salesman, isn't he, Justin?
He's selling something more than souvenirs, novelties, and party gags.
Yeah, but he has a collection of nice stuff. It's all
his
flowers.
Yeah, he keeps the he keeps it legit.
Omar gets the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, he gets sprayed with blue water. I don't know if anyone else noticed that the water is blue.
And, well, it had to make it something to like, stick to his face. That
yeah.
Just have a wet face, so. If it was red, it looked like blood, so I guess blue's okay.
Blue, green.
It should have been a little darker, maybe it looked like ink, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. He smokes a cigar, it blows up in his face. But is this all part of the code? Is that what's going on?
No, this is all like, people keep walking by, and every time someone gets
yeah.
close, he's like, oh, no, I'm just selling him a party
guy. He's selling the guy. Yeah. Okay, every time someone walks by, yes, I'd be like, here.
Oh, here, yeah, try this whipped cream. And it shoots him in the face.
Why do you look at the bottom of the can of whipped cream?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't get that part. But, there's a lot of jokes in here. There's some jokes that I actually did laugh out loud pretty good. And there's some chuckles in this movie, but they throw so many at you that...
But, yeah, you have to watch it 100 times to get them all.
Well, I mean, I think I got most of them.
You think that, and then watch. I bet you see one or two here that you never even...
You dropped your phony dog poo.
Oh, what's phony dog poo?
So here is Omar Sharif, one of the greatest legendary actors of the 20th century, covered in whipped cream, ink, and holding possibly real dog poo.
Yeah.
So he was a good sport for that. That was pretty cool. But yeah, this is back when Germany was in two parts, East and West Germany, for about 40 years there, a little over 40 years.
Was it that long? I thought it was like 30.
Well, it was from the end of World War II until, what, 87 or so?
Yeah.
So that's 42 years, so if it was...
Yeah.
You know, I would guess it's around that time.
I mean, you're a history major, not me. But the song they sing here cracks me up, because it's... we could leave anytime we want, but as soon as we get the electrified fence will get us if the guard doesn't first.
Oh, the typical anthem of despair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Howard Johnson?
No, he's not the Howard Johnson. He's at the dump, or the car
compactor.
Yeah, what do you call those? Junkyard. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for.
I didn't know that's where you were going.
Yeah. He's at the junkyard his car getting compacted. And we'll see him later on, though. He's not dead.
No, he's not. You think he is.
He's not.
He comes back.
He does. He does come back. So we're at our ballroom setting
we're
now.
We're at a very fancy ballroom, obviously, in some sort of grand hotel.
Which Germany is this?
This is East.
We're still in East?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, because he's over there, the rock star, Nick.
Yeah, he's over for
Nick
some
Rivers.
Big concert that they're trying to get the whole world to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So that they can.
They can do whatever they want.
Oh, submarines.
So is this a musical?
Ish.
When I was watching this the other day, after about halfway through, I'm like, I think this is kind of a musical.
Meh, in some sense of the word.
What's the sense of the word?
Well, the spider sense.
Oh, okay.
That's the sense.
I mean, I think that if you're in the middle of a scene and you break into a song and a band plays that's not there, you're in a fucking musical, buddy.
Yeah, but if it happens once, does that make it a musical?
It happens more than once here.
I don't know. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Yeah, I'll give you once that it would be a musical. But I think it happens like three or more times.
I think the song should have to help explain the plot, not just him prove that he's Nick Rivers.
Well, they do explain he's a rock star. Something I had a problem with a lot of these songs in this is that they weren't, well, like the first song was Skeet Shooting. And that was kind of funny in its parts. A lot of these other songs are just kind of plain, like simple, like the Tutti Frutti song. It's Tutti Frutti. I'd rather hear Little Richard sing it, you know? Val Kilmer does a fine job singing, but he didn't change any of the words up, really. You know, and come on, you can write anything to any of these lyrics. They have a million jokes. I don't know why they didn't put the jokes in the songs.
There are some.
A couple. There's the rug song is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But there's also the Be With Me Tonight or whatever he sings.
Oh, the real slow one?
Yeah,
yeah,
that
one's
horrible.
Fun. I'll agree with that.
You know, and then Tutti Frutti just doesn't need to be like that. But here we get our lady lead, who is she?
Guttridge.
Good old Guttridge.
Lucy Guttridge.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people's movie were popular on IMDb because of Top Secret.
Really?
Yeah. And she is one of them. She kind of has a Sophia Loren kind of look about her.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. She has that kind of, she looks really cute in the first scene you see her in, where she has the hood on and she's in the dark and she's talking to the blind souvenir guy.
Well, she hasn't done anything since 1993 either.
Is she dead?
Oh, I should probably check that. Oh, yeah, she died in 93.
Well, that would be why.
I'm an idiot. Yeah, that'll probably put your career to screeching halt, huh?
So the Gutter Girl died in 93?
Yep.
What's her name? Lisa Gutteridge?
Lucy Karima Gutteridge.
Lucy, okay. All right.
She's from England.
Yeah, I don't really have much
She's English.
That's great. She just appeared in the Royal Shakespeare Company production of Nicholas Nickleby. That's about all she did.
No, she's in a lot of other shit. She was in a Christmas Carol.
Anything you heard of? Yeah, that was her thing. That she was in the TV movie of The Christmas Carol that same year. Is that the George C. Scott one?
Let me see. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
I thought. But,
Ooh, we should do that one.
What, Christmas Carol?
I'm kidding.
This film didn't do much at the box office. It was number 20.
Yeah. Well, he just found out.
Or no, it brought in 20 million. Oh, the glass fucking melts from the acid. Yeah, that's great.
And then we just found out that his traveling companion said he can't come down for dinner, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He sees her getting hassled at the maitre d'.
Yeah, not let her in.
And he's, oh, this is my date, whatever, and just kind of being
a
hand.
Can you do that? Can you just go up to a random chick with being kicked out of a place like, oh, no, she's with me?
When you're Val Kilmer in the 80s handsome, yeah, you can.
Well, he's Nick Rivers.
Whatever.
He's on the number one and number two song.
Yeah.
Either way, she didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
but he was absolutely adorable.
She doesn't know who Nick Rivers is?
No, she didn't. This dance, by the way, cracks me the fuck up.
Yeah, they do all kinds of silly gestures, and they fart in it.
They fart in it, really?
Or they make the fart noise.
Yeah.
They poke her cheeks like she puffs them out, and he squishes them, and she goes...
And if you notice, right here, they do like the steeple thing, and everyone, like the people go through it, and it's just them, and then right here, it's going to break out after they go through. Like they did it just for them.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I always noticed that, and I thought it was weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Because usually, isn't it supposed to be like everyone kind of goes down
right
the
here,
line?
They went under the arms, and then they booped like the nose, and then they pinched the cheeks. Yeah, it's just...
You know, it's strange that this film is still remembered because it was number... I'll let you guess. What do you think this movie was in 1984 in box office numbers? What number rating do you think out of the top?
43.
Yeah, I would guess very low.
What do you think, Danny? Higher or lower than 43?
I would guess low.
Lower than 43? Or higher?
Well, 43, okay. I guess if we have to put a number...
Of the top 100 movies of that year, where did it rank?
58.
You're closer. It was 52.
Ah.
It only brought in 20 million.
Look, there's a little German.
Oh, a little German joke. That was my first chuckle of the movie.
We were
I know
there,
a little German,
it.
And the little midget across the waist.
He's right over there. Hi.
and he's
all
talking,
done up in the lederhosen.
And then
he starts talking about poached... And
oh, he's offering
flaming hog balls, and yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, anything's fine.
Which makes it even funnier when he comes out with everything and lights it on fire in front of him, and he's got fucking hog balls.
And they kind of just got to act like they knew what they were ordering.
And nobody else is around. It's just him, because she's gone by then, and he's like,
But this movie came out in 1984. I said but us again.
Yep.
And,
We cannot do the butt dog game. I can't.
They can play at home.
I'm going to be hammered, and I'm going to go lay down over there. And Justin's going to fucking hit me.
We've done a couple movies already from 1984. This seems to be...
A popular year.
Yeah. We did Beverly Hills Cop, which was the number one movie that year. And we also... Last Starfighter was also...
That was 84, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. 1984 was a great
year. I know. It looks like it came out in the 90s.
It was a great year for movies.
No.
1984, number one, Beverly Hills Cop. Number two, Ghostbusters.
I was going to say, when did Ghostbusters come out?
Number three...
Oh, yeah, Ghostbusters is at Tinseltown right now.
Number three, Indiana Jones, The Temple of Doom. Number 4, Gremlins. Number 5, Karate Kid. Number 6, Police Academy. Number 7, Footloose. Number 8, Romancing the Stone. Number 9, Star Trek 3. Number 10, Splash. 9 out of 10 films inspired sequels or remakes.
Yeah.
And then
Splash 2 was my favorite.
Oh, Splash! There was a Splash 2, so all of them did that.
I know.
All of them got a sequel or a remake. And then there's Revenge of the Nerds, number 16. Red Dawn was number 20. Terminator was number 21 that year.
Hmm.
Nightmare on Elm Street was number 40. And 16 Candles was number 44. It's just weird that all these movies that seem like they were so big and huge at the time are actually pretty low down on the box office charts. I mean, 16 Candles brought in $23 million.
Well, in all fairness,
which even in 1984 isn't much money.
Any 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, all of those movies, they were kind of late bloomers. They weren't up front. They didn't bring in the big money right away.
Well,
it was like after a month.
Well, then you got to think that if a movie's making $23 million, like what's the budget in 1984 of 16 Candles? You know, $8-10 million.
Like, yeah, it was like.
So if you're bringing in $20-25 million on an $8-10 million movie, keep fucking putting them out. You know?
Yeah, always.
So I guess that works.
Oh, just in time. Here's your Tutti Frutti.
Yep.
And this was, he walked up on stage. They were trying to get the Colonel up there.
Yeah, and he's like a famous like opera singer.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They're like, oh, you know, we have one of the nation, or the one of the world's best singers in the house.
We'd like him to come up.
And yeah, and then so, no, Val Kilmer, Nick Rivers, you know, he wipes his mouth off, and he's like, all right, I guess I have to.
Me.
And then he goes up, and he just starts, and he tells like the orchestra, he's like, all right, keep tempo, and
he has to
watch
the
changes.
Yeah.
He has the papers in his coat. He pulls them out and hands them out. Here you go. Watch the second change in the chorus, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, like he wasn't ready for it. And, yeah, and then he goes into anything Little Richard's Tutti Frutti.
Which, yeah, I thought we already went through Tutti Frutti. I guess we didn't.
No, we hadn't got there.
Yeah, I think this is one of the lower. I mean, it's okay.
I love the cook guy with the cleaver, and he's holding the whole chicken.
Yeah,
the chicken. I thought it was a duck. I'm like,
oh, maybe
it,
maybe it's
duck.
A duck. It's some sort of fowl.
We look at the band, and they're jamming a little bit. But
yeah, they're old guys, and they're kind of getting into it.
It's supposed to be funny because they're old and they're rocking.
And Val Kilmer's
they
got
on
the
diapers. That probably been better.
Val Kilmer's got on the
yeah,
the Patrick Swayze.
You mean throw camera?
Dress suit, you know?
Yeah. Was I like?
Oh
your,
no, I meant oh.
Actually,
I totally meant the high-waisted fucking tux type.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The 80s look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an 80s tux.
With the hair, but I mean, like, look at everything. And he did the chair drop, which is exactly what Swayze did.
Hey.
Just saying.
Well, yeah, yeah.
When was Dirty Dancing?
A couple years past this, like 87, I think.
Okay.
I thought
it was 86.
Okay.
I think it's
87. You guys are going to argue, I'm going to look.
I think it's 87, but...
I mean, I don't really care, so...
Yeah.
Wow. I like the part when the old guys on the guitar, they do the ZZ Top thing, and they all get in the line, and...
Do the boop, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
You moved it, yeah.
87.
Ah, good call.
Yeah.
I mean, you were alive, I wasn't.
Oh, look, flaming balls!
You know?
Oh. And Sophia Loren's back up in her room.
Her name's Sophia Loren.
Her boob's a lot smaller. And here comes Omar Sharif in his car.
Yeah, he got squished in the car, and now he's walking around with the car around him.
And nobody noticed.
Yeah.
Somebody got all the upstairs.
That's how good of a spy he is. He probably could have got in the room without
her
knowing.
But he barely walked into the room before falling over. He walks like 4 feet and falls over on his back like a fucking turtle.
And then says, it was a trap.
Well, obviously you got some problems there.
My favorite is coming up here, and honestly,
the wipers on his face.
Yes, it's my favorite.
Wipers, I like when the antenna comes out when she puts her tits in his face.
Right.
And the antenna shoots up.
Like she does the Hawaiian punch right here.
Like an oil can. She pops like an oil can, throws the thing on there.
Well, he says, I'm so thirsty or something.
Well, his mouth's right there, though. Can you just put it in his mouth?
Well, can you put it in?
It wouldn't be so funny, I guess, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then.
And he wouldn't be able to talk and say.
And then there's here, right here. Wait, hold on. He, like, makes it beep. And she goes, with your other hand. You know damn well that one his hand.
But yeah, it's just a
right there, hand. Horn honking. How about the other hand? And then the wipers go off. I don't know why, but this is what made me laugh.
This is ridiculous. And then the boobs in the face.
And he's like, oh.
Definitely yeah. not Sophia Loren.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, that's definitely not Sophia Loren. But she's cute nonetheless. But all the Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, yeah, and they all got the fucking raging boners.
Spoiler. We're like 2 minutes ahead of time.
Whatever.
Right? Why does he say spoiler when we say it, but when he does anything, it's fine?
Well, now we're just going to wait for the raging boners, I guess.
I guess so. But they're at all
that, and this yeah, probably supposed to be some sort of prestigious ballet troupe.
When I was watching this, I was thinking of the girls that are doing the ballet dancing, how they're like, most likely they're serious dancers.
Probably.
You know, they take the shit really fucking serious, and they go, well, we got an offer, you guys will be in a movie. Because the girls dance around on her tiptoes, they're doing a pretty good job, they're trained. Oh, great, what kind of movie is it? It's called Top Secret, it's a spy movie.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, we need you for a scene where they're at the theater. You're going to be on stage doing a Nutcracker. You're like, oh, okay, that sounds really nice. I think we'll do that.
Yeah. We'll take that contract.
They show up at the thing, and they sign everything, and they get up there, and they're standing on these guys' peckers in their pants. Well, this isn't really what I signed up for.
This is not what I had in mind.
But hey, if they're paying for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But, Jim Morrison's got the binoculars he sees across the way.
He sees Sophia Loren getting into it.
Getting into it with the Fry guy, Stephen Fry.
She's on everybody's dick.
Yeah. She's.
Oh, the dancer, yeah.
Yeah, she's just hopping from dick to dick.
Dick to dick.
God, you think we're watching a porno.
Yeah. Dick to dick to dick to dick. So they're up here fighting it out up on the, what do you call those little sections?
Balcony.
That's not a balcony. That's like its own little spot. Like a little curvy. You know.
Yeah, that's a private balcony.
There's another name for it.
VIP?
There's a better name for it. But, yeah, your own little quarters where you have like two or four seats.
It's the thing Lincoln
got shot at. Like a box, like almost like a private box kind of thing, I guess. I think there's even another name for it. Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com.
If you know it.
But, drink.
Yahoo got shot there. That's where Lincoln got shot in one of those.
That's where Yahoo got shot.
Yeah, Yahoo also got shot there.
Oh my God! Not Yahoo Serious.
Yahoo got shot with a Bing.
You know who Yahoo Serious is? Yeah, he was. He's 80s. I think he's from Australia though, wasn't he? Daniel, you remember Yahoo Serious?
No.
Wow.
You ever see that movie Kangaroo Jim?
Yahoo Serious.
No.
Find out who he's like. Yeah,
Yahoo Serious.
No, you don't have to. I'm telling the list.
Are you serious?
No, you know, I am serious. There was a guy in the 80s called Yahoo Serious. Wait, and I think he was Australian.
Well, and this is one of my favorite gags. When they go in to go in the janitor's closet and there's a janitor in there.
That made me chuckle.
And then they go in the prop room and there's a bunch of like airplane props.
Yeah.
And like the propellers.
And then he even uses one to lock the door, I guess, kind of place in there. And he's in prison now. He's marking.
Yeah, he's marking 20 marks on the wall.
Like, it looks like he's marking
like 20 years
or
20
yeah.
days, probably. I guess days. I didn't guess years because he would look a lot older. Yeah. I thought 20 days when I first saw it, but no, he's been there for 20 minutes. So maybe 20 minutes already. What the fuck?
Yeah,
come on, man. Which you know, this is the kind of joke. This is the Abrams
Zazz.
This is their thing. It's just throw jokes at you. Boom, 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 boom. If you're not going to like that one, just wait a second. There's going to be another one coming around the corner.
Yeah.
So, and they just...
And there's this one where he talks about how he can't get his wife off, and then he hands him an anal intruder.
That's a big-ass box.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop laughing because when he opened it, it like had a different attachment every time he looked at it.
Oh, I was thinking, he can't open it. It's a PG movie. He's not going to open the box.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
He's not going to open the box. Well, yes. He does open the box.
And it's like an auger with a plug.
Yeah, it looks like a weed whacker.
No, wait. He comes back, and there's a fist attachment.
Now he's got a fist attachment, yeah.
And it looks like he's holding a jackhammer now.
So if you're a little child watching this movie in 1984, you're going to be under the impression that wives need to have these things called orgasms, which I guess are good. And the best way to do that is to shove a fist or a fist-like thing in
on
her
the
butthole.
End of a jackhammer.
Or even if you don't have a jackhammer, just use your fist. That's what they're learning here.
Yep.
Right?
And that's exactly why... Never mind.
And
okay.
I'm going to let that go.
Here he is getting his last rites.
Oh, this is the big execution scene.
Or
yeah.
So you think.
Well, they're walking. They're doing the walk, the long walk. They have the priest. They got Val Kilmer. The two guards. They're doing the long walk. The dead man walking. The priest is reading the last rites. And they're going into the big room. Electric
chair. Tom Hanks is there.
Take my hand, the boy.
Green Mile?
I don't remember that line. Take my hand. What's his name? I forgot his name.
John Coffey.
Take my hand, Coffey. Take my hand. Take my little mouse. But, so they electrocute somebody, but it's the fucking priest.
It's the priest.
Of course, I love that scene. Hey,
There's something kind of funny about just the whole, the priest reading himself his last rites.
And then why was he there?
Yeah, what did a priest ever do to get the death penalty? But it's East Germany, so...
But why did they bring Val Kilmer along with?
Well, because he had to meet with the guy that, with the, what's his name?
Ah, killing two birds with one stone.
The sergeant, yeah.
Okay, all right. So, this is their second big movie after Airplane for the Zucker, the Zazz guys.
Yeah.
The Zazz boys.
Zazzarans.
Airplane was their big thing. That was their big flick. And this movie didn't do as well. And a lot of people are kind of complaining about that it didn't have all the stars. Like, Airplane had, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
O.J.
Had, not O.J. O.J. was a naked gun.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Airplane had June Cleaver.
Yep.
It had, you know, a few other, like, Love Boat caliber kind of stars in it. But they purposely...
80s popular.
Yeah, that was, that was 1980, I believe it came out. But, they actually, when they made this movie, they wanted to go a different direction. So they said, we're not going to go for the big stars. And they really don't. They have Omar Sharif, and then they have Peter Cushing in later on. And that's about it. All these other people are you never heard of before.
And never heard of again.
Never
other
seen
than
again.
Val Kilmer, really.
Well, we have another guy, Chalka Moose, comes up later on.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character. So we've got a little bit for them. But they're, what's going on here, Justin? They got we meet the Nazi guard. Who's explaining the plot to us, I assume.
It's something like that.
And Val Kilmer spits on him. This guy also didn't do anything. He's known for Top Secret.
Yeah. Well, they're basically saying they're going to, you know, take Val Kilmer out now and they're just going to kill him. And he gets beaten up by, what was this guy's name again? There's a blind guy and a dumb guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're the muscle for the sergeant.
I don't remember those guys' names. Yeah, we missed that part.
Where they beat him into a flashback.
of being
this is
late
nightmare.
For an exam
or,
in
yeah.
school.
And his idea of a nightmare.
Yeah, and he's like, the other students all, he's like, we already took the test.
And well, it's like a classic, like, old nightmare.
Yeah, like showing up to class without your pants on.
Yeah. Val Kilmer got a start on a TV movie, actually, with Michelle Pfeiffer, I think it is.
This one always cracks me up, too. He's leaning up on the... He's got his feet propped up on the desk. He stands up and his boots are still on the table.
Oh, yeah. Here he's Val Kilmer.
Yeah, I really probably shouldn't have picked a gag movie to talk about.
It's kind of difficult, but yeah, he starred in an ABC After School special. That was his first major film role, actually. Called One Too Many, which was an educational drama, of course, on drinking and driving, and it also starred a young Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm.
So that was just a year or two before this one. Did you know Val Kilmer turned down a role in The Outsiders?
Oh, really?
Remember The Outsiders, Annie?
I own it.
Yeah? That's who's all in that.
Patrick Swayze, Ralph
Macchio.
Michael
Howe.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Emilio Estevez.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
They're
all in there.
Little Karate Kid dude.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
I already said that.
Diane Lane.
Yeah.
It's he turned down a role for that. I guess he got offered to be in it. And he had theater commitments.
Oh.
So he couldn't do that, but he could do Top Secret.
Well,
a year
good.
Later.
Good.
I guess it works out. He's trying to get out of his cell now.
I wonder
now.
Who he was going to play. Maybe Patrick Swayze's character?
I don't know.
Just a thought.
This is was a year before this, so yeah, he would be a little bit older than most of the cast.
Just saying.
Actually, I would see him more as one of the socios.
Really?
If you look at him, he doesn't look like a greaser.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, they could have totally done him with like a greaser.
I mean, they could have done him either way.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have been one of those punks with the rings and shit that beat up Johnny Boy or whatever his name is.
Pony Boy?
Well, Johnny's the other dude.
Yeah.
The one who dies, yeah.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, the Karate Kid.
Aww. Oh,
sweet. Couldn't block that sweet stab, though.
No, no wax time for that.
No.
Wax off.
Oh, he waxed
off. Oh, I wax off all the time.
Oh.
Here, okay, so what...
So they're meeting up with the scientist.
He's meeting up with the scientist, who, you know who the scientist is, don't you?
No, who?
He's Alfred, from the Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
From the Michael Keaton Batman.
The good Batman. Batman.
Well, yeah, yeah. He was a good Alfred. He was one of the... Well, the new Gotham TV show Alfred's pretty badass, but
yeah, like
he was the best one until then. He was good. He was like how you would picture Alfred. He looks much not much unlike he looks here, you know, just with a beard. What it was? Batman was 89. This was 84. So it was only 5 years later.
Yeah,
but he aged quite a bit in those 5 years, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure some of that was makeup and stuff too.
Well, yeah. But a lot of times they're trying to speak German, and a lot of this isn't German they speak in here.
It isn't? I assumed it wasn't.
No, they, well, I mean,
assumed it was German-sounding sounds.
Some of it is partial, some of it is, some of it's actually old Yiddish slogans.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they have a couple of those. It's kind of like they use whatever they thought of at the moment. They're clever guys, so. What happened to the train?
The submarine
magnet
came through the wall.
Yeah, the magnet was great. That was an awesome magnet.
Yeah.
It'll pull. It's a magnet so strong that
it pulls the submarine out of the earth, or out of the ocean.
And through the earth and into the office there, pretty much, yeah.
But only the submarine.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. Not a spoon, not a fork.
Well, nothing in the room or anything.
Yeah.
So once the magnet has its connection, it can't draw any more then, can it?
That's not true.
I don't know shit about magnets.
I don't know. How's it
magnets
work?
Are magic.
It pulls the opposite polarity, so...
But once it meets up, then it's all good, so...
No. Anything within that can come to it.
Huh. So shouldn't, like, multiple subs come flying at it, then?
You would think.
When it has to stop somewhere, though, because all magnets stop. They're not infinite.
They just have a range.
There's a range involved. So,
I mean, I guess if there's only one submarine in range.
I mean, if that had an infinite range, then the whole world would be fucking...
That was the point. That's what they were trying to make him make.
Okay.
Didn't you catch that?
No.
He was trying to be able to make the magnet that faced the ocean and pulled all of the submarines out.
Well, yeah, but you didn't want something that pulled everything. You want an infinite one.
It's only targeting
submarines.
You want like
a expanded one, yeah, something that's a huge, you know, powered one, yeah. Okay. We got another song. This song is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, this is the song that sucks.
Yeah, well, the joke is that all these girls are crying and, you know, screaming for him, which is like, yeah, okay.
And they're all, wetting their panties over him and...
Yeah, they should have just had like a flood of water come down the aisle. We should write our own parody movie, huh?
We should. It's probably easy.
Please don't.
Look at those guys with the scary movie. They did a bunch.
Yeah, yeah.
They also had the Wayans brothers. You guys don't.
I can find a bunch of black people.
Gotcha.
I got a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
Hey.
What are you talking about?
I could have said I got three for a nickel. That's a 3/5 joke.
Oh boy.
Stop.
I'm just saying. That was pretty good.
What's the better deal though?
I gotta pee.
Dime a dozen, three for a nickel. A dime a dozen. I would definitely go to that guy's auction block.
6 for 10, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you do the dime a dozen thing all the way, yeah. If you're buying slaves, so we're talking about it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, you brought me there.
We do not condone slavery.
Slavery is like the worst.
But if we get a joke on anything, we're gonna fucking take it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll joke about anything.
Yeah.
I love a good rape joke.
A good what?
A good rape joke.
Rape?
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's going too far.
Whatever.
Hey, I was raped.
Good.
It was horrible.
Mm-hmm. I bet you hated every second of it.
Not every.
All three of them.
It was a rough day in college. But
So you and Butch were hanging out in the shower, huh?
Yeah, you know. It's my gay bear tattoo that gets them every time.
Well, you gotta stop confusing them.
Yeah, I have a dog paw tattoo on my leg, and it's been for my old Rottweiler dog. The old Bubba, this big, huge, 170-pound Rottweiler I had. So I got his paw tattooed on my leg, and in college, I had someone approach me and ask me, "Hey, is that a gay bear tattoo on your leg?"
Hmm. You trying to go in the bathroom and fuck?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get that far, but so I took a. Within a month, I have this, a little banner across the paw print with the years. You know, it's like 1999 to 2007, whatever it was, his years. So now it's more memorial and a little explanatory now.
Yeah, so just to explain the whole gay bear joke.
And I have zero approaches.
Since
then.
Not a single one?
Not one.
Not one gay dude.
Well, not one when I'm wearing shorts.
Okay.
When I'm wearing pants at the gay bar.
What about when you're... Putting your butt up naked.
Well, yeah, then. Yeah, doesn't count, does it?
I don't know.
I don't think that counts.
I think it only counts if you remember it.
Don't remember nothing.
All right.
Nope. Block all that
but
shit.
All right, and we're at the end of that bullshit song now.
When are we going to take our break? Do you have any time? We didn't check that on this.
No. But all the girls are coming and rushing him, and so are the Nazis, and he... holds onto a guitar that just happened to pop down.
Yeah, that was
and
great.
And he goes up to the catwalk.
Well, she set it down.
Oh, yeah, though. Yeah. So the Sophia Loren, Lucy Gutteridge.
Sophia Loren.
Whatever.
The poor girl, Sophia Loren, I guess. Huh?
And he sets all the bikes free.
That's funny.
And he just lets them roam.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, I guess we can call it. We've got to be at least about halfway.
Oh, what does the timer say?
I don't know. You have the remote.
No, I have a fucking...
Oh, well, you talked for 20 fucking minutes before it started. We're at about an hour.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We're up here, they're walking in the park, just coming up on the people. Like you're actually listening or watching at the same time. I mean, I wouldn't even do that, and I'm a fucking geek. But, so we're going to pause it here.
And they have a giant statue of a pigeon for pigeons to shit on. That one always cracks me up.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back on DFC.
Drink, drink, another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes. I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clank, clank, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. I like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else but drink for me.
Chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Is that the kind of song you're looking for?
That's
for
exactly what I was looking for.
I'm glad we finally found something for you. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like it. I like it. It fits.
But hey, we're back.
Yeah, we're still talking about Top Secret.
Top Secret, yes.
And Val Kilmer here, he's about to get the rundown.
We started back up. They're in the park. And she has some explaining to do. And she talks about, she's going to go into her past, I think, here, right? She talks about how her studies, and this is where it goes into the flashback, I believe.
The first of several.
Yeah, there are quite a few flashbacks. But
I think there's a splashback.
Splashback?
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't think you would have caught that one. But,
And she shows him a picture of her water skiing with her dad, and she's on his
Was that Alfred, shoulders. The scientist?
Yeah.
That's her dad?
Yeah.
Ah, I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So there's Nazis in the park, though.
Yep, they're strolling about.
And so Sophia and then
Val Kilmer, they start making out, so, you know, not to arouse any suspicion.
This giant pigeon.
And then people come down and shit on it.
Is that what they're doing? They're shitting on
it? Well,
they're white, so something shit? Is that what it is?
No, I just say they're shitting on it because that's what birds do on other statues, is just shit on them.
Okay. But they're coming down. Okay, all right.
It's, you know, an opposite thing.
And then bird...
And then the bird shits, yeah.
That's gross. I mean, what kind of film would go to that extreme to... Do a feces joke right there.
1984 Top Secret
a,
was.
A statue of a pigeon pooping?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
This is a highbrow humor right here.
Here they enter the Swedish bookstore. This is a kind of famous scene. It was done quite differently. It has Peter Cushing in it, who's famous for all kinds of stuff. Mainly Grand Moff Tarkin. And, the first Star Wars. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
So, but this whole scene, first off, he has his glasses on. It's supposed to look like he has
giant eye.
Well, his glasses are so thick that his eye looks huge through his glasses.
No, he was holding a magnifying glass.
Oh, that's what it was? It made his eye look huge. And he pulls away, and his eye
is just huge.
Is that huge. But this whole scene was filmed in reverse. Correct?
Yeah. And then there's a Swedish version where it plays forward.
But it was all made in reverse to kind of make fun of the way Swedish people talk, I guess. How they... Like, they talk backwards. It's supposed to kind of sound like that. Is that
yeah.
That's kind of what I gathered from this. But,
yeah, I mean, they're mocking cool the Swedish language.
They have some cool moves. I kind of wanted to watch this scene again, actually. The best part is when he blows
the dust off it,
and it's actually... Now it looks like he's sucking in.
Yeah.
He's, like, taking a big-ass hit of fucking dust off his book. And he's like... And Moff Tarkin's like, yeah, and they go up the pole, which is cool. So it's kind of like, I guess on the DVD, which I couldn't find anywhere, but there's an Easter egg of the scene regular, you know, forward.
Yeah.
That you can watch. So you actually see what they're saying. I guess soon they're probably saying what they're saying in the subtitles.
Yeah, that's...
So I guess, but I guess I assume it's all backwards too, you know. But
I haven't seen that scene like that.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it might be online. I don't know.
It probably is somewhere.
It probably is, but we are unprepared.
We will never know.
And we're down a man.
Yeah, again.
Again.
Jeez.
Danielle has retreated to the couch.
Again.
She said she wasn't going to do it this time, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, granted, it is late. You know,
one, yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to start at 7. We're supposed to, we'll pick you up at 7.
You know, hopefully started around 9.
Yeah, yeah. Then we had those problems with the microphone.
Yeah.
We had some issues. But yeah, now they're in the,
this is the flashback here.
The Blue Lagoon.
Talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. With the original head, Brooke Shields.
What's his name? Nigel?
Yeah. Originally he was Nigel. Christopher something. Christopher Atkins or something his name was. But the original was Brooke Shields. That was her big movie. Remember that one? The Blue Lagoon?
They build a house with a garage door.
Oh, yeah.
The garage door opener and all that.
Of course. So that movie was in the late 70s, I want to say. So that's kind of late for a parody. This was 84.
I'm sure there was more than one movie like that, though.
Yeah. Well, no. This was a direct parody because... The dude looks just like with the curly blonde hair.
And if you notice, like, he's got, there's four hands.
Oh, there's all kinds. It's a big old orgy right here. Yeah, there's like 10 feet. In
and there's only supposed to be the two of them on the island.
Well, there's, this movie's not supposed to be serious, is it?
No, it's super serious.
Super serial?
Well, and then, yeah, now she's stranded alone because he went fishing and never came back. And that's her soulmate or whatever.
Yeah, that's weird that he just, what did he do? He just went fishing and never came back. I mean, what happened? They don't really explain that. He just kind of appears later on.
No, they
Spoiler,
do.
Spoiler, sorry.
No, they do.
Do they explain it?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
I think they kind of brush over it, but he said something about it. I forget what he says.
Huh. Hey, look at that sound.
But then, yeah, he's trying to explain, how she feels. What the fuck?
Doctor, sir. There is a fireboat there which you could use, and there is a loft upstairs. You will be taken outside to a potato farm.
Reverse the enclosure. You just blew the stuff off.
Under cover of daylight.
You just caught the book, come out.
Thank you.
Can we leave tonight?
Give it to him, put it back.
No. It's too dangerous to travel at night. You.
Another book comes shooting out, he catches it.
Get through to the torch.
We must speak for the torch.
You are Hilary Lamont.
He's coming back around the desk.
I can get you to the torch.
He said you may have a certain rare book. Europe on 5 quaaludes a day.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Europe on 5 quaaludes a day.
There's the one book in the scene is something about lesbians of North Carolina. You remember that?
I don't.
The fuck was that? It was something. Or bisexuals of West Virginia or something. But it's that scene. It is on YouTube right there.
In case you want to look it up.
Yeah. And you can see the whole thing backwards. Not the best quality, but it's something. But so back to the movie, which is still going on. He's singing another fucking song.
Yeah, well, he's showing her how he got started in the music business. Was writing jingles for a department store. He got abandoned in.
That's pretty funny. Shop at Macy's and Love Me Tonight.
Yeah.
Once in a while, they do throw in like the parody lyrics. They do that here and there, but then there's other times they do a whole song without anything. So.
It's an odd blend.
It's odd that they made that choice, that they decided not to. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're trying to pay some rip.
But then here they are rolling around in front of the fire.
Well, of course. You got to roll around in front of the fire if you're going to actually make love.
And then there's a second fire. They pan back to a second
old
fire.
Old Flintstone style in the background. Fire. Oh, another fire. Oh, this is my favorite part.
This is a good one.
So a guy with a horse and carriage is walking through the woods here. You see him far away. And you hear this singing. What are they singing? It's a fucking horse singing.
Yeah.
They go right up on him and he's fucking singing. You think it's the dude fucking riding, driving it. But no, it's the fucking horse singing. That was the biggest laugh I had in the whole flick, I think. Well, up to this far. The cow was pretty good.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. But yeah, then
the horse starts coughing.
Oh, yeah.
Is he all right? Oh, he caught a cold today. He's just a little horse and it's a pony.
Yeah, I saw that one coming.
Yeah.
A few jokes here I saw coming like a mile away. And the first time I've seen it, it's like, he's a little horse.
Yeah, you know where it's going.
Referee coughs, like, yeah. A couple other ones later on, too. I'm like, yeah, this one's coming up, too. But,
is this a potato farm? Yes, I'm Albert Potato. That one always gets me.
That's classic, that guy,
Yeah, the potato farm joke. that old chestnut.
But even the guy comes up through the peek hole of the door, and he looks up way up high, like 6 feet tall. He opens the door, he's like a little midget guy.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. But now we get inside, we meet the
crew.
The crew, yeah, all the badasses. These guys look like they got
the French underground.
Yeah, there's some crazy fuckers in here. And, we don't even know all their names, do you know what I mean?
No, I can't remember all of them.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to find the torch, which is the main guy that runs the French underground.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of But there's a whole crew of badass motherfuckers, all machine guns.
They're all pointed right at him. And then out comes the dude from the island, still dressed like he came straight off the island. Still tanned, still sweaty,
maybe
still
he
listening.
Did.
Just, and he's still got like the conch shells and stuff around his neck. But yeah. So there, it's, oh, it's you. Oh, man, I haven't seen you in forever. And him and the Sophia Loren chick are rubbing, bumping uglies over here. And she's measuring his arms, and he's flexing.
Oh, yeah, she measures.
She goes on to measure a couple other things, and she drops down below camera view while he's talking to Nick Rivers. She comes
she's measuring
up,
his dick.
Yeah, she comes up, and it's like 16 inches or some shit.
Yeah, it's like a freaking huge, yeah. Well, here it comes right here, yeah, it's a... Oh, it's like 12, 11, 12?
Something like that, yeah.
10 and a half right there it is. So, that's pretty okay. Good for him.
Oh, but we missed the part where the guy that Nick Rivers gives the anal intruder to, he dies in the next scene.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They said he died with the biggest smile on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they walk by with the busted anal intruder.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, then we just met Deja Vu.
Haven't we met before?
Yeah, and he's like, haven't we met before?
I don't think so. Soufflé, escargot, chocolate.
The moose. He's the big black Mr. T looking guy.
Yeah, actually, as soon as I saw this guy, I'm like, I know this fucking guy from somewhere. I know this guy from somewhere. It took me a while, but I got him. I know who the fuck he is. He shows up later on, too. He's in the movie for quite a bit towards the end.
Yeah.
He's one of like the final three survivors kind of thing. Sorry, spoiler, but he is from...
Yeah, Croissant doesn't make it.
No. It's, Chocolate Mousse and Deja Vu, I think.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But Chocolate Mousse, he is from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're just going along.
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, when Indiana Jones is on the boat, and then the Nazis come, so he jumps off and jumps in that submarine.
Okay.
And they're on the boat, and the captain of the boat, the black guy, the Nigerian guy, whatever he is.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know where he is. Search the boat. He talks to his buddy, like his main guy. He's like, go find him. And the guy's like, I found him. He's like, where? He's like, there. And he points at across, and Han Solo's like climbing out of the submarine. Remember that part?
Okay, yeah.
He's the guy who yells, that's him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's the captain's right-hand man.
Okay.
He's wearing the same kind of outfit, I think. It's kind of amusing. But he looks very similar, so I wasn't the guy like that.
Yeah, he's a badass. He's pulling pouring gunpowder into his automatic weapon and packing it down.
Does that work?
No.
I'm not a big gun guy, so I wasn't sure. But
that's not how that works at all.
Okay. I mean, it can't hurt, right?
It can.
Really?
Yeah. And Deja Vu packs a baseball bat or a baseball glove and a baseball. Not a baseball bat, though.
Well, maybe he wants to play catch, right? This guy, another guy we don't know from anything. I don't know. But
I know him from Top Secret.
This is when he...
He tells him he's got to act like... He tells Nick Rivers to act like a mature person. Then he sneezes and then jumps out the window.
He's got boogers on his hand. Yeah, that's a good one, too. So.
And then Val Kilmer tries to drink Chocolate Mousse's wine. And he spits it out. And he's, what the fuck is this?
It's gasoline.
It's gasoline. And then he chugs it.
Of course, I got that one.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
I love the Fallout Shelter sign in the back. I saw that and I was like, damn, those. Those were all over the place back then when I was a kid. Yeah.
Now they're nowhere.
Yeah.
No one's worried about nuclear fallout anymore.
Maybe you should be. But yeah, in the background there's a Fallout Shelter, those little metal signs that hung up on schools and stuff when we were kids. And I guess that's where you're supposed to go.
I mean, you still see them around every now and again.
I want one. Send one to drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Well, don't send it there.
Oh, we'll get it.
Get a hold of us. We'll tell you where to send it.
Let's just send it to our email.
Fine. Yeah. We'll print it out.
Want to come? Want to arrive?
Anyways.
Can I just get it electronically? How does this work?
So Latrine just came back, and he's all bloodied up, and he's got his head wrapped
up.
That
was a good name, Latrine.
Yeah.
Good name for a frog. Is frog derogatory?
I don't know.
It's like French, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of them called frogs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Is that?
It's probably not the most common, but...
Probably not the nicest either, I would think. Probably it's not like...
But it's probably like midget instead of little person.
Oh, okay. So just a little PC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like not that far out, but not as bad as the N-word.
Okay.
Because I'll say midget, but I ain't saying the N-word.
But you make me say it.
Yeah.
The Louis C.K. theory.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, fuck you. Which is, you know, you say the N-word and make me think and nigger in my head.
This always cracks me up. The one guy goes to hide behind the wall, and then Deja Vu hides right in front of the window.
Right in front of the glass, yeah. I'm going to duck right here. Hey.
And they're breaking out window panes, and all the window panes are broken out, and he breaks out the one that isn't.
Of course, you have to have them all broken
out.
And then they do the tic-tac-toe in the window panes coming
up. Yeah, and then Deja Vu breaks his gun trying to get through one, and Chocolate Moose grabs a cannon.
He's got a fucking big-ass cannon.
And he's just shooting.
He's just ready to go, yep, just boom.
And the short guy's jumping up.
Oh, yeah, the sledgehammer doesn't go through the glass. This is great. This is just tons and tons of jokes just thrown at you. It's pretty cool. This is the tic-tac-toe I saw. Yeah, he shoots through one little hole, looks up, oh, my God, there's an X next to it. Shoots out another hole.
Perfect circles, too. I don't know if you noticed.
The guy should have went up top. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that time he only shot the one hole out. He didn't shoot anymore, you know? The grenade just thrown in by
that
guy.
This is my favorite. Grenade! And then he jumps on it, and all the other guys explode. And the one guy shoots straight up through the roof.
That was a good blow-up kind of scene, but I didn't really get the joke that much. I was like, well, so everyone... He jumps on the grenade, everyone else blows up?
Yeah, he jumps on it to save everyone else and sacrifice himself, and everyone else blows up.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know, just the way he says grenade.
Well, yeah.
Grenade!
Yeah, he jumps on it.
Cracks me up,
yeah. I've been just fine seeing him just blow up. It's like, kaboom, you know, hey, all
right. Yeah.
As many pieces as possible, I guess, but... This is rated PG,
And then I love the Chocolate Moose is just shooting willy-nilly with his Tommy gun, and he only hits the enemies.
And the guys are all in the middle of
he's everywhere, all over them.
Chocolate Moose is a badass motherfucker, man.
Yeah, and they're at Dare Pizza House now, which one of my favorite gags in this whole
what
film.
What is on this pizza? Look at that.
It looks like meatballs.
Did people have meatball pizza back then? It's not even cooked all the way either.
No, it didn't look cooked, no.
I mean, our pizza we had tonight was cooked more than that, and that was pretty light.
Yeah.
But we were hungry.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was cooked enough. But they're all meeting at a table.
Yeah.
Chocolate Moose has his armor all, his fucking bullets.
He's got his, bandolier. Serapes?
Maybe, yeah. Bandolier, they call it
in
America, I think.
Well, whatever.
Serapes.
Yeah, he's got his gun and everything.
Yeah, the bullets. Chewbacca had a bandolier.
Okay.
And that has bullets?
I don't know.
Or is that just a case, carrying case? I don't know.
I don't know.
Write us that drunk film commentary at yahoo.com and let us know what those are called, the bullets across your strap.
I think you're right.
Like rock and roll in G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
He had, But,
Anyways, that's like too far off of that.
Wait, he didn't have that right there, did he?
I wasn't paying attention.
It's hard to see.
But if you look right here in the background, these people eating the pizza, they just keep pulling it, and there's more and more cheese is coming off the pizza, and they eventually get, like, wrapped up in it, and they're just, like, they're stretching pizza for miles.
I totally missed that joke.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
There's shit, there's in the back. Yeah. That's a stretchy pizza.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheese, and more people just keep coming up and grabbing the cheese.
That's awesome.
It's one of those stupid things that you don't notice until...
Yeah, while they're having this serious talk about freedom and...
Yeah, and whether it's right to do or not.
Yeah.
And then a traitor in our midst, and he throws down a pigeon. And it's a carrier pigeon. And he's like, good, well, at least you killed him. And no, it's obviously someone at the table, but...
But yeah, there's a message in the bird.
They're talking about how they're planning to free the scientist that's working on the... submarine.
The magnet thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really get this plot much. I just kind of got jokes.
It's not so much about the plot.
Yeah, there's like just jokes and stupid songs.
The plot's there so they can be in Germany is about all it is.
And this is right before he has the threesome with the two teenager girls, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I thought, but yeah. No, he's two teenage girls approach him here. Well, they look probably teenagers. And he says he's Mel Torme.
They're younger.
You know who Mel Torme is?
Isn't he the old actor?
Oh, no, he's an old singer. He was like a low-rate Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Kind of guy. He's most popular for being on Night Court.
That's, yeah, okay.
He was the main character, Harry the Judge.
Yeah.
It was his big time, his idol. You know, he loved Mel Torme so much that Mel Torme ended up being like a guest star on a few episodes.
Nice.
But he always, I got a picture on his desk. And shit,
man,
like
I liked that. I liked that show, Night Court.
Night Court, that was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I love that theme song.
How'd that one go?
I don't have it lined up for you.
Oh, I just wanted you to sing it. It's okay.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 do, 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 boom.
But no,
boom.
But now they're questioning.
Boom, 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 do, 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 do.
Night Court.
Do, do, do.
Okay. But anyways, now they're questioning Nick's loyalty to the group. And they're like, how do we even know this is Nick Rivers? How do we know it's not Mel Torme? Okay, alright. And now Nick Rivers is. Now Nick Rivers is singing another one of his hit songs.
Oh, it's the rug song. Yeah, this one's kind of funny.
We're talking about going out and dancing on the rug, and in a couple minutes here, he goes and break dances and spins around for an hour.
He's doing these dances on these like little like throw rugs, which is kind of amusing.
Yeah, and were the rugs there the whole time? Did the, you know what I mean? Why would there be so many rugs in a pizza parlor?
Maybe they're Italian.
In Germany?
In their pizza place, whatever it's called.
Yeah, their pizza house. Yeah, why is there even a pizza place in East Germany?
Well, I mean,
with a bunch of sock hop looking American teenagers, and then the dance that all the Latrine and Deja Vu and whatever his name is.
Yeah,
why they all do?
Why are they fighting these people and like mentioning Hitler and shit when it's obviously after the Jimmy Carter administration? And after the Mary Tyler Moore Show and things like that, this movie has no like time context at all. It's it doesn't have to have one. You know, like, it just kind of it's pulling all these like spoofs like from it's big Elvis movies, like,
yeah,
a lot of that stuff. But then combined with the spy movies as well, it was like it had a mix of spoofs. It wasn't just like a direct like spoof. Like we're gonna talk about that in our top five of what our top five. Spoof movies, and I like had a problem trying to define what exactly one was, which we can talk about that more later. But this
I
one,
treated it like pornography. I knew it when I seen it, but I couldn't describe it.
Yeah, but this one, it grabs. We don't really need the Elvis thing. I don't think. I don't know. Do people in 1984 still care about Elvis movies after he's been dead for what 7-8 years? I mean,
I'm sure.
It's kind of like people still care about Michael Jackson, I guess now.
Yeah.
I suppose he's been dead even longer, I think. It's about 10 years, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
Yeah, it's been a while. But he put out at least one more record, I know that.
At least one. And I think he had a tour.
Yeah. The hologram tour. I gotta do that
one.
Yeah,
him and Tupac.
Yeah. Here they are. They're jumped out of the airplane. They're in the parachutes. This is kind of funny.
And they're I like how they're right next to each other with their parachutes out.
Well, they're pretty close. I mean, you gotta think. They gotta be tangled up. You can't be that close.
No, you would definitely tangle up and die.
And they get a lot closer too.
Yeah.
Close. But they're standing here in midair, which is kind of the joke of the whole thing. And kind of making amends. She's talking about her Blue Lagoon boy and
Nigel or whatever the fuck is
Nigel. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's Nigel.
I think you're right. Yeah. But she kind of explained to him that, well, yeah, he's my first love, so you know.
So I'm stuck on his dick.
But yeah, I'm gonna go do him. And she turns around while
they're floating
falling,
down,
they're falling through the air, yeah, with their parachutes on. And now they're like hugging each other with separate parachutes on.
Yeah.
Now definitely they'll be dead.
Yeah, they'll definitely
like,
be dead.
They're inches away.
And then the fireplace is floating down. Well, so obviously they're doing it midair.
Wow, you ever did that?
Twice.
Yeah.
It's tricky. She didn't make it both times.
No.
Oh.
Well, at least you did, so you're here today.
And here they are, all hiding behind a stick.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
And then there's the cricket chirping, and then Chocolate Moose pulls out a sledgehammer and slams him down.
Slams the cricket. This thing was getting annoying, though.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What's the cricket? And then
and this one always cracks me up. They're looking through the binoculars, and then a herd of cows comes into the foreground where the... like the outline for the binoculars would be.
Yeah.
And nice. Why are there so many cows anyways?
What's up with the cows? I mean, that
That was a big. This always cracks me up too. He's drawing like very rudimentary plans in the like with a stick,
oh,
in
stick
the sand.
Of dirt. Yeah, yeah.
And then all like the there's other shit.
First you see a little tiny model, yeah, cow, and then like 20 cows.
Yeah, and then it's
and
a whole,
then a
big
whole
thing.
Fucking yard and a little fort built.
The whole compound,
fake
perfectly.
Trees and it's. Well, then the train goes by too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's this whole setup. This is what we're gonna do. This is how we're gonna attack. Or it's how we're going to. What's the object? To save the
professor? Save Professor Flemond or whatever.
Save the professor. Wow, you even kind of got a guess on his name. That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure it's Flemond.
How many times have you seen this movie, Justin?
A lot.
Yeah.
I've been watching this movie since I'm a kid with my old man.
Cool, cool.
And then they have the cow costume.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah.
And then this is where Nigel says, I'm going to be the back, even though they've only practiced him being at the front.
Oh, I never thought they practiced.
Well, they said or it wasn't in the plans for him to be in the back.
Okay. Why would you want to be in the back?
And he's like, all right, be an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're just spelling the other guy's butt. You got to be bent over the whole time.
Well, you both got to be bent over.
Well, I mean, but if you're the head, you're kind of like up in the head. You're not bent over as you are.
Yeah.
If you're the ass, you're, you know.
And then they have...
Look at the cow in boots and stuff.
Yeah. The cow is wearing rain boots, and they have, like, perfectly perfect circles spray painted on a white cow.
It's fucking hilarious. I guess the cow actually can't wear boots. They're not boots. They're, like, wraparound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not actually boots. They said the cows will not walk in boots. They're really picky about that shit. But, so they wrapped, like, you know...
Yeah, this very standout cow compared to all these other brown cows... They have one black and white one that apparently they don't notice.
We're in fucking rain boots.
Yeah.
I love the fact that they actually use a real cow.
Yeah.
It's like some shitty costume. You know, that would have been... A shitty costume would have been lame. The best joke is that this is a fucking real cow running. And he comes running back. It's a good acting cow. It's a... What were the Oscars for best cow that year?
I would say him.
He comes around the corner and looks. That's a real fucking cow. It's not that much of a puppet. It's him wearing fucking rain boots. Well, not real rain boots, but so, looks like he is.
Yeah. Oh, and then here comes a little baby calf to suck on the teat.
Now, what's going on here, Justin?
They're imitating fellatio between a cow and a man.
But how is this guy, like, enjoying it? Is his dick, like, down
in? His dick must be in the teat.
Yeah? So he's already, like, kind of going in.
He's already being weird.
Banging the plastic in there, and kind of all of a sudden, little baby comes up and starts... You know, doing a real thing, I guess. Is that what you're gathering?
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay. That's kind of what I thought too. But guy's kind of a weirdo.
Oh yeah, he's been super weird since the beginning.
Well, he's on an island for a long time.
I guess.
So here's the three amigos here.
Yeah. Nick Rivers, Deja Vu, on his giant Rolex.
What the fuck?
The face of the Rolex is like twice the size of his head.
Well, it's like probably 14, 18 inches or something.
Yeah.
But,
And the cow was smoking a cigarette.
Oh, the cow was breaking the safe.
Yeah, he's breaking
into... Cracking the safe.
No, he's breaking into the control room or whatever.
Well, that's them dressed up as a cow.
Yeah, but...
So yeah,
and there's just the one switch to turn off all the electric.
Yeah, this is all a real cow, though. Just some... And they put the hands in front of him and they wait for someone in there. But that's great. That's great.
And then this one's always good. They're crawling through and they see the boots sitting there and they're upright. And the camera pans up and it's just the boots. There's no one standing in them. So you think you're caught. And then when they try to throw the what do you call those fucking things that you climb up, the harpoon or whatever?
Rope.
The rope with the spiky thing on the end of it.
Oh yeah, like a harpoon thing. Yeah. Oh, they throw a rope in the air. Yeah. The rope with the hook on the end, I guess you call it.
Yeah, whatever you call it. The grappling hook.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, Chocolate Moose throws it straight up in the air the first time. And then the second time, he catches Deja Vu on the way up. And then Deja Vu's got to hold on to the sides of the wall.
Yeah, he goes up on it. Yeah, that was kind of odd. It was kind of,
They're trying to show how badass Chocolate Moose actually is.
Oh, he is.
Like, he threw it that hard that it just carried a man up there, no problem.
And now they just walk up the side of the building like... Batman style,
using Deja Vu and the rope as leverage.
Yeah. So, Chocolate Moose is the big hero in the movie, I think.
Well, yeah, without him, nothing would have got done.
Yeah.
And then, boom, just knocks out the one guard and shatters when he hits the ground.
That's funny. Like porcelain.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, Chocolate Moose, it was Zin Raiders Lost Ark and this, and that was it, pretty much. That's what he's known for. I think Raiders Lost Ark actually came first, even though much bigger part in us. Yeah.
Yeah. And here, oh yeah, here he is, professional wrestling the one guard.
So yeah, throwing against the rope.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's ropes appear, and that's one thing about these spook movies—they have to just, you know,
yeah,
anything can
shit.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're no. Now they're marching
the
him.
Fly
yeah.
Off.
Yeah, they're doing the goose stepping, and
yeah,
their boots fly off. And then here's that goddamn cow. Just.
Oh, I love the cow. I love the cow. He was a big part of the marketing. He was all over the posters.
Yeah.
I remember this movie about Top Secret with a cow. I'm like, psst. I didn't really care much about Ben. I don't know why. And you'd think I'd find it funny, but I'd never heard nothing good about it. I was like, oh, whatever. Didn't watch it. I don't think I really knew Airplane back then, because I was turning 11 this summer when this came out. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, here Nigel's about to get raped.
Oh, yeah.
By the
yeah.
male cow.
Yeah. Yes. So once again, he's well, I guess either way, he's getting poked. So
yeah,
no matter where he's getting poked, it's gonna hurt. Get poked in the back. But is he actually getting butt raped there? You think, Justin?
I have no idea. And then here they are. They're rescuing the doctor.
Yeah, Alfred. Yeah.
They
found him.
And he's like, "Oh, too bad. I was only one day away from completing my work."
Of course, of course.
Whoops.
Are you dropping things over there?
Yep, sorry. But yeah, they go through the one little tunnel, and there's a whole subway, and you know, like a, it looks like the New York tunnel. Like, and, you know, the one little tunnel he tunneled out of his cell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that their army truck is a Mercedes-Benz.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
A lot of those ones were back then. Like, when this was supposed to be set? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They make a lot of, like, trucks and stuff like that.
I thought they do now, but I didn't think they did that.
No, they have for a long time. Pretty sure.
Oh, you can totally hear me typing.
Yep, that's all I can hear. But yeah, now they just found out that Nigel is a traitor. And he's actually not working for the French underground.
He's walking like he's got fucked in the butt.
Yep. And he picks up the spare rifle, and then the tree that it was leaning up against falls down. And he's talking about, he's like, I've been reading all the communist stuff.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
He's just a bad guy, I guess, huh?
I think they're trying to outline how bad of a guy he is now. And this always cracks me up. The guy walks from the opposite side of the room to the phone, and the phone's just giant. And yeah, and then they got all the jeeps and, you know, trucks and stuff just going in one little circle.
Yeah. Oh, here's the cow. Half the cow. It's a pretty. I mean, I was impressed. I was thinking this movie was gonna be a lot worse than it actually was. So.
I like it. It always there's always something I end up laughing at.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of. I learned some stuff about these guys. I didn't know they were from Wisconsin here. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
But right after this, they tried doing the show, the Police Squad show, TV series.
Never heard of it.
Really? That's Naked Gun was based off of.
Oh, really?
The Naked Gun's actually called The Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad. And,
What about all of the Naked Guns?
Were they involved in all of them?
No, I'm saying, were they all based on that?
No, the Police Squad was only lasted not even a whole season. It lasted only, like, a couple episodes. It got fucking pulled right away.
Okay.
And that was right after this, I think. Before Naked Gun.
Okay.
But, they did Naked Gun, Naked Gun 2, 2.5, actually. But then they kind of broke up, the brothers and the three of them.
I wonder why.
I don't. It doesn't really talk about that, but well, they kind of stay together as producers, but they wouldn't like Airplane and Top Secret, and then Ruthless People. All three of them were directors. They all co-directed. It's one of the few times you see three directors all together like that.
Yeah.
And after that, they went kind of on their own paths. And a lot of times, the other two would serve as writers or producers, but it was always directed by one guy.
Hmm.
So I think the most popular was David Zucker. He directed Naked Gun 1 and 2. He did Basketball. He did Scary Movie 3 and 4.
I love Basketball.
And Jim Abrams, he did the Hot Shots movies. And Jerry Zucker, he did Ghosts. He went a different way. He did Ghosts. He did First Night, and he did Rat Race.
First Night.
Yeah, was that Heath Ledger?
I was gonna say that's either the Heath Ledger one or the one with Martin Lawrence.
This is 1995 on here. I don't know what that helps anyway.
It could have been either way.
yeah, but I'm guessing.
Damn, yeah, it could have went either way.
He did Ghost before that.
No, I think the one with Martin Lawrence is Black Knight.
That sounds like a definite possibility.
I'm pretty sure. I think I saw that in theaters, too, actually.
Black Knight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poor Martin Lawrence.
Wait, whatever happened to him?
He went crazy in the middle of the street, screaming. And
from such hit TV shows as Martin.
Yeah. Martin.
Where
he had two roles.
Yeah, where he played Martin.
And he played the Schneeman.
Yep.
Well, I was back. Who came on that show? Anybody popular?
Martin Lawrence.
I think the chick, actually, is probably...
Queen Latifah?
Was she on that?
I think she was on that for a little bit.
I was thinking of the cute... Oh, one of his girlfriends. Tisha Kang or something like that?
I don't even remember.
I think she was on something else, too. I think she had a better career than Martin Lawrence.
Oh.
Well, he was Bad Boys, so...
Yeah. And then there was what was that one he did with, Shawshank Redemption guy?
The white one or the black one?
The white one. White Shawshank.
Oh.
Tim,